This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Greg Kasserian. Greg is one of the founders of Chicago Pacific Founders. We've got Greg with us for about 10, 15 minutes this morning. We're talking about Chicago Pacific Founders, points of pride, where they're specializing, what he's most excited about, how he and Mary Tolan grew and drove the funds, and so forth. Greg, can you take a moment and introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about Chicago Pacific Founders?
Well, thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. It's easier for me to talk about Chicago Pacific Founders and myself, but I'll touch on the Greg Kasserian piece briefly. So I spent 16 years in the private law practice at Peterson and Haupt, which is a sizable Chicago firm. And then I made the transition into healthcare back in 2004 when I went to build a company called Accretive Health, which is now known as R1 RCM, with Mary Tolan, who is the founder of that business. Mary and I, with a founding team, built that into the largest provider of revenue cycle services in the country. And we took that company public back in 2010. As we transitioned out of Accretive Health, we had the vision to create a founder-friendly private equity firm focused on value-based healthcare. We saw the emerging trend in value-based care and thought that one of the things that was needed for that market was, healthcare savvy capital that understood what it meant to be a founder, understood what it meant to provide patient-centered value-based care. And so that was sort of the origin of Chicago Pacific Founders. Our co-founders, Larry Leisure, who came from the payer space and had one of the strongest Rolodexes and that segment of healthcare. Mary and I knew the provider side. Dr. Vance Vanier, who's one of the co-founders, was a physician who'd been a CEO and understood that intersection of care and sort of growth models. And then the other co-founder was John Rios, who took us into and has led for the last 7 years or 8 years, I guess now, our senior living business. So Chicago Pacific Founders is focused on two segments. We're very sector focused. We focus on healthcare services and senior living. That's all we do. And as a result, we've enjoyed success because we have domain focus, and we collaborate and join our founding partners where we have true expertise.
No, thank you. I've watched it from the get-go, literally, and since you started this, and you guys have done, your group, your team has done a remarkable job. It's really been amazing to watch the growth of it, the growth of the team, the strength you've brought to your domains. Let me ask you, Greg, sort of the cardinal question. What are you most excited about today? What are you most enthused about today?
Well, I think that one of the things that is, I think if you look across our portfolio of companies on both the senior living and the healthcare side, you would find that we are working with providers that are scale and helping them scale and grow. And we're doing it and sort of winning in the market with a patient-centered, value-based approach to care. That's a common theme. If we're going to bend the curve, speaking on the healthcare side of the equation, if you're going to bend the curve, the cost curve in healthcare, we have to try to migrate from sort of the fee-for-service model into value-based care models. We have a lot of fee-for-service businesses in our portfolio, but even there, we try to grow and scale by being value-oriented, even within those businesses, and being very patient-focused. And so, if you look at the track record of our portfolio companies, you'll find that they are generally, you know, highly thought of by the patients and families that they serve. And you know, it's sort of one of these good stories where you can do well by doing good. You know, if you provide care on the high end of that patient-centered care spectrum, then you can enjoy success and you can grow pretty significantly. And I think, you know, one of the things I'm proud about is that sort of defines each of our portfolio companies.
And take a moment about plans to deploy capital. Do you view the next couple of years as big years to deploy capital or to exit or some mix of both? What do you sort of see on the horizon?
It'll be a mix of both. We'll have, so we're on our, we are pretty near deploying our second fund, Scott. So our first fund was $440 million in invested capital. It was fully deployed in about 4 years. Our second fund is about $550 million in assets. And it is, you know, at this point, probably 75, I haven't looked at the numbers recently, 75 to 80% committed. And it's been deployed in about, you know, 2 years. So so we'll have that. We've had exits this year and we've had investments this year. I think, again, we're in the early innings of this journey in transforming healthcare. And so there'll be opportunities and are very real opportunities to invest and grow and scale. And there's opportunities to, you know, for our earlier companies where we've done that successfully, for an exit and, you know, for the next capital partner to take those things and take them even further. So we build businesses with very, very solid foundations. So they're interesting and attractive to, you know, to capital partners that are looking for more scale. And so I think it's a bit of both.
Magnificent. Greg, I can't congratulate you enough on what you've done. Just a magnificent effort and what you and your whole team, both the founders that you have, plus your team, you've built this magnificent team over the last several years, and I've watched it happen. Incredibly impressive. Thank you for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity Podcast.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the time.